T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Well, I've not seen these many cameras since I've been in Detroit. I feel like I'm back in Los Angeles. Wow. Anyway, it's an exciting day. Certainly it's bittersweet. You know, June, next month. Excuse me, please. June marks 44 years as a public servant in this profession. 44 years. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a phenomenal journey. But as I always say, the best part of my career has been right here in the city of Detroit. It has been nothing like the last 8 years. So as many of you know, I started in Detroit in 1977. And probably the best thing that could have ever happened, I got laid off. And why? Because had it not been for that, I would not have got to work L.A. for almost 3 decades. And then realize my dream of becoming a chief in Portland, Maine, Cincinnati, Ohio. But coming full circle here. So yes, today I announced that I'll be retiring on June 1st. And I got to make this point because I've heard a lot over the last 72 hours. I am voluntarily leaving. I'll say it again. I am voluntarily leaving. We saw what happened to many chiefs across this country. You know, some were forced out. Some retired because they didn't feel supported. And some were fired. So I'm leaving in a good place. I love this city, and I love this state. So before I continue, I just want to thank Mayor Mike Duggan and all the community leaders, and the residents, the people who work, for all the many years of support and the partnership that we've established. It truly, truly made a difference. I also want to thank my executive team. This morning I had a chance to meet with the entire executive team and command team. It was emotional, but I know that we're such a much better department today, and it's been a lot of work. So I can tell you, until my final day in office is finished, my focus, this is important to say, and efforts will be continuing to lead this department and certainly work closely with the mayor as we transition and he identifies his next chief. So I've witnessed this city experience a historic turnaround, faced new and unprecedented challenges. Working together, we have continued to succeed during these difficult times. We all know what last year was like. We went through COVID, still going through COVID. At one point, we had 650 officers quarantined. And so we had to make some very quick adjustments. Certainly, I'm a COVID survivor. But we prevailed. And then the weeks, the many days, in excess of 100 days of protests. And yet we had some instances where there was violence directed to our police officers, but once again, we prevailed. But most importantly, we didn't retreat, the city did not burn, and we're a model for the country. And I give a lot of credit, not just to those who wear the uniform, but our community who stood with us, stood by us, and certainly the trust-based relationships that we've established over the years. So I'm not going to be long, because I know you have a lot of questions, but I just want to say that some of the things I'm most proud of here, you know, I came in a very controversial way. We know that it was emergency manager, the city was going through bankruptcy. I had an opportunity to do a lot of things right out the gate. When the mayor came in and control was restored, certainly as a visionary, we did a lot of great things together. I mean, for example, state-of-the-art real-time crime center. Powerful. I mean, NYPD came out here and visited and could not believe our real-time crime center. Now we're getting ready to take it to the next level. Greenlight Detroit. Wow. A small idea on a napkin. Small idea. Why? Because I couldn't understand why there were so many carjackings and the fact that our community was desensitized, our police officers were desensitized to the fact carjackings is not the norm in other places. Neighborhood police officers or our MPOs. Wow. And you know when a neighborhood policing effort really works, you don't get any calls and complaints from the community. And that was rare, except for Mother Bernice, who's here and joining us on this exciting day. And then the hiring of a former U.S. attorney. U.S. attorney. And he's here today and led our professional standards section with distinction. And certainly we all know about the fact that it was this department that raided its own narcotics unit. And we were transparent about it. Operations Clean Sweep. I'm so proud of that work, and that's coming to a close soon. I just wish I could be here for that. And then let's not forget about some of the issues we had in our sixth precinct that we were transparent about, and we launched and initiated an environmental audit. And this is just a few of the things that we've done. So I'm very excited about the work we've done together. We have a great team. I'm talking about a great team. It's not unusual for other cities to reach out and want our talent. I can name the cities. Baltimore, Michigan State Police, Ann Arbor, Columbus, Ohio. It's just nonstop. That's the quality of people we have in this organization. And I'm so convinced that as I transition out, that the department will be in great hands, not good hands, but great hands. So with that, I want to introduce my boss, someone who has supported me, and Mayor Duggan.
All right. Okay. Well, Chief, I just wanted to be here on behalf of the people of the city of Detroit to say thank you for your service to our city for the last 8 years. Those who were here when Chief Craig was hired knows the instability in the department. 5 police chiefs in less than 5 years. A number of the precincts have been closed entirely, and all of them were closed after 5 o'clock at night. Police officers were on mandatory 12-hour shifts, and morale was at an all-time low. And Chief Craig brought professionalism to the department. And it has been very well run. We've had the chance to rebuild officer salaries, quality facilities over time, and the culture of neighborhood policing, now more than 50 neighborhood police officers embedded in the community, interacting every day, has made this city a better place. And so I tried to convince him to change his mind and stay even up until last night. I told him I have a better career option staying here, but couldn't persuade him. But Chief, I just want to say thank you for what you have done. The process going forward is laid out in the charter. The Board of Police Commissioners, the charter requires to hire a search firm and conduct a search and then provide the mayor a list of candidates when that search is complete. I've talked to Chair Bell, and I'm talking to each of the commissioners individually to get their thoughts and input, but I'm confident that we are going to do this in a professional and unified way, and I've already told the police commission chair they need money, they need a contract to get going on a search firm. I'd like this to be done on a timely basis. In the interim, the mayor appoints an interim chief, and I'm going to consult with each of the police commissioners on that as well. But in the coming week, I'm going to be interviewing a number of the senior staff, both current and former, from the Detroit Police Department. I think the interim chief needs to be somebody very familiar whose job it is to keep this department going, because we still are dealing with a lot of violence, as is every big city in the country. This is not going to be a period of time where we tread water. I'm expecting an interim chief to come in and be very aggressive at dealing with the gun violence right out of the gate, and I hope that will be resolved fairly quickly. And then we'll go from there. So I think you're going to see the mayor and the Board of Police Commissioners work together professionally, and we're going to see if we can't get another outstanding police chief. And with that, I'll turn it over to the man you really want to talk to, Chief Craig.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I take any questions, I just want to again thank men and women in blue, certainly our civilian staff, and I see joining me today is our chaplain corps. You know, we started peer support on my watch. That was something that didn't exist here in the Detroit Police Department. And I am just enamored, so proud of the work that these chaplains do each and every day. They're phenomenal. And so thank you for being here as a show of support. Certainly my team in my office who's joining me, Nicole Kirkwood, I can't say enough about my media support. I went through so many media directors during my first couple of years, and I found a diamond, and she stays busy. So thank you, Nicole, for what you do. And then certainly my assistant chiefs, two are here, just phenomenal, David LaValle and Ty Bettison. Thank you for your leadership and partnership. So with that, I'll take any questions that you have.
I ask that all reporters, if you do have questions, can you please limit your questions to no more than two? No more than two, please. And that you line up here and ask your question. Thank you.
Can we go through a second? Second run?
No. No more than two.
Chief, I think the question everybody wants to know is the timing. Why now? You said 44 years for you in June. Is that the only thing driving this? There's been a lot of talk about politics for you. What light can you shed on that? Did you meet with Republicans? Are you a Republican? I'm going to fold a lot of this into the first question.
How about you just ask me one question or two at a time? You'd help me.
I'm getting my money's worth, Chief.
Okay, I know. Well, let me just say this. Yes, I am a Republican. I've been a Republican, I think, as I was transitioning from Los Angeles, and there's a story behind that, then into Maine, and there's certainly a story behind that. So it's been well over, conservatively, 10, 11 years. I'm a conservative. And many of you knew that. Many of you already knew it. And some of my team knew it. But as a police chief, I serve everyone. And that's what's important to say. So, as I indicated, I'm going to focus on this department through June 1st in terms of assisting with the transition. I'm here to support the mayor, certainly support my staff. One thing I do a lot, not just locally, I mentor individuals who want to become police chiefs. I get calls from all over the country. So that's going to be my focus. I will say, since the story broke, I've gotten countless calls, text messages, Facebook shots, emails from people across this great state, Democrats and Republicans, who said they want me to seek office. I've not made that decision. I'm not ruling it out. There's an appropriate time. I will get past this, and then I will come out with a decision. So I hope that answers. I know many of you have that question, so I am not ruling it out. I am deeply passionate for public service, but not just public service, but in a leadership role. Deeply passionate about it. Nothing changes. Did I answer?
I have a question for the mayor, since I'm limited to two. Few questions. I'm going to roll into one, Mayor. Are you bound by the list that the Board of Police Commissioners comes up with and submits that to you? Are you bound by that?
Chief, I select from the list. Yes.
So you can't.
City Council approves the appointment.
Right. You can't stray off that list.
I know. That's what the charter says. Is I pick from among the list that I'm provided.
Okay. Given what you just heard, can you support his candidacy if he chooses to run for anything? You're a a Democrat, he would be a Republican. Can he count on your vote?
So my perspective is pretty simple. I think Gretchen Whitmer has been the best partner the city of Detroit has had in the governor's office in decades, and I will be supporting her. But as Chief Craig can tell you, he and I disagree on a number of issues, and I suspect that might be one of them.
Was there a moment, a tipping point, that I've heard the word curveball used quite a bit today. Was there a moment that you had that swayed this decision?
You know, I just said, and I'll just leave it anonymous who I said it to. Probably 6-7 months ago, I made a comment that I wanted to seek and have more influence in a leadership role. So not necessarily a curveball. You know, frankly, all my public life has been in policing. I've come full circle. And candidly, there's some things I've seen in recent times, not just nationally, but around the state. And I'm not saying what I'm planning on doing, because again, I have not made that decision. But I am considering, and actually humbled and flattered, so many Michiganders have come out and acknowledge that it would be a positive thing if I decide to do it.
Press conference June 2nd?
I'm not going to have you lock me to a date. Let's just say, you know, I retire on June 1st, and in the weeks following that, I will be making a statement.
Hey, Chief, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
It's always good to see you, man.
Thank you, man.
Question for you. You've I didn't know before today that you are a Republican. Mm-hmm. But when I ask you this, do you think the 2020 election, there was fraud, widespread fraud in Michigan and around the country? And what are your thoughts on Republican leaders like former President Trump, some of the Republican Party national, and a lot of Michigan legislators here who say that it was a big lie?
So let me just start with this, and I probably should have put this at the front of my, I'm not going to talk about politics today. There'll be a proper time and place for that, but this is not today. I'm not going to render opinions on people who sit in offices or who have sat in offices. So I'm just not going to make any statements on that today.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All
righty. Hi, Chief. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you,
good
sir.
Good to see you, too. As Jess pointed out, can you point to one thing that did go through your mind or that you did see that led us to today?
No, I cannot. I can, but I'm not going to. Again, I'm certainly evaluating my options. And so to go into detail, just not at the point to do that right now. But I will guarantee when that day comes and I make an announcement and made a decision, then you'll know.
If we have no more questions, then we'll leave it to...
Wait, got one.
Can you please...
Sure, he has many more questions.
One more question.
You know, what I want to say is he's coming back to the lectern. I want to say this, is that in my 8 years here, you know, the media is not always easy to deal with. I think we developed a relationship early in my tenure of being, I was being transparent. You all gave me the nickname Hollywood, and I appreciate that for many reasons, but it was my way to communicate with our residents, both locally and in Metro Detroit. So I'm deeply, deeply grateful for the fair reporting most times. And I know I don't want to call any one or two reporter out, but many of you have worked very well with this department, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Back at you, Chief. I know you don't want to discuss your future in politics, but give us a sense of your mindset right now. Politics will be an entirely different world and universe for you. There's public service as a law enforcement officer, but there's public service as an elected official. That's going to be a lot broader based issues. So what sort of daunting thoughts do you have going through your mind entering that field, if that's what you choose to do?
What's daunting for me right now is thinking about my men and women and that they're safe, period. And you know how this works, Jim. I'm not going to get into those kind of questions at this point, but certainly, when I announce a decision of what I will do, then those are the kind of questions I will answer.
Okay. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank
In your 44 years, what would you say was your greatest accomplishment?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've already indicated that coming home to Detroit as a chief, and let's say it, let me be clear, as the mayor pointed out, there were a lot of things going on. Morale was at the bottom. Not only at the bottom, the officers were demoralized. They had 10% of their pay. Some were forced on 12-hour shifts. The community had lost confidence in the department. You've heard the reports, very low clearance rates to homicides, certainly response times up over an hour. So the community's morale was at the bottom. And they just didn't have the kind of relationship. And that's why, you know, neighborhood police officers, that came about to bridge that gap. And it's really paid off. So I would say this is probably the most challenging time in my career. But 2020 undoubtedly was the most challenging year. But we persevered because I have a great team.
We have one more.
Okay.
Mayor Duggan, this is for you. Does the chief leaving help or hurt your reelection campaign?
I haven't given it any thought either way. All I wanted to do was be here today and say you gave us 8 good years of service. I just wanted to be here to say thank you.
Hello, Chief. Just wondering if we would see, if we're planning on seeing a resolution to that Operation Clean Sweep before your departure?
I'm not certain. I know Chris Gravelin, I know we're in the final stages of that report. I'm very excited about the work that has gone into this. I had predicted initially that it would take a year. It's already a year and a half. Very thorough, as you know. 13 members, former members of Narcotics, no longer work here. One's been fired, several resigned in lieu of being terminated. And so it's substantial. It's a very large corruption probe. And the whole idea behind it, and I'm convinced that this would change that work in such a way that, because corruption with Narcotics was up and down. It stopped, I mean, long before me, but I think we're at a place right now where we have a great unit, and certainly have every confidence that when it does come out, Chris Gravelin and his team will be here to articulate, because we're doing a very thorough summary and some of the issues we found. And we've been briefing out with our command teams, because corruption, just like when I talked about the 6th precinct environmental audit, you know, we found a pattern in practice among some, not all, that engaged in inappropriate discriminatory behavior. We remember the images of that was all over the press, Black Girl Magic. And as you know, those two officers no longer work here. But we went in and did an exhaustive review, and that's a very different place now. Very proud of the work that Commander Williams and Captain Potts was there. She's now on the west side in the 8th precinct. Phenomenal job they've done in turning that station around.
Sure, thank you for that. And just to clarify, between that June 1st departure, I mean, do we plan on having an interim chief, or is the idea that there will be a new chief that will be in the middle of this finding the new position? And maybe this is a question.
I think the mayor can answer it.
Yep.
And certainly, I'm here to support. If the mayor identifies an interim before the June 1st, I will work very vigorously to assist that chief, but more than likely it's someone inside, and we have a capable team, and I've been working very closely with them. And they're going to call me long after I'm gone because of that kind of relationship.
So is there anyone you'd like to see?
I got to tell you, they're all good. I mean, I'm so proud of David and Todd. We have some great deputy chiefs. But that's the mayor's decision, and I'll support whatever decision he makes, and I'll work with that person. And even after June 1st, that changes nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah, how you doing?
He actually just stole one of my questions.
Okay.
So I'll ask, do you have any regrets in your 44-year career in law enforcement, or any regrets in the past 8 years here in Detroit?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to tell you why it's a good question. I'm blessed and fortunate that in 44 years, I can honestly say I've never had a bad day. Yeah, I might have had a day where I'm a little frustrated. I mean, I had some frustrating days last year occasionally, but at the end of the day, I enjoy getting up in the morning. I love the work, passionate about the work, and I'm going to miss it. I mean, 44 years, I was 19 years old when I entered into the Detroit Police Academy. I was a child, basically. And I shouldn't say a child, teenager. Very young. It wasn't my first real job because I started at Chrysler Corporation after graduating. I didn't mention this for the viewers who are watching. Only one high school in Detroit. I graduated from Cass Tech, 1974. And the only reason why I bring that up, because a lot of the technicians have been really applauding my career, and I just had to give them a shout out. Thank you for the question, though.
Congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Not to be half full on the glass, I'm curious, though, as you leave, if you were able to sit with your whoever's going to follow you, what would you list as the biggest challenges, concerns? Is it community supportive policing? Is it understaffing? Is it, I mean, okay, if you can, in a hierarchical sense, give a few ideas of where you're most concerned as you leave?
Well, you know, it's no secret, and I probably there were times that I went public, and the mayor said, oh, no, what is he going to say? What's going to come out of his mouth? I don't expect the folks following me to be, this was a personality developed over and honed over years. I'm very passionate what I believe in. I'm passionate about the people, the victims. I'm very strong on that. I just don't think we talk enough about the victims. I don't think we talk about enough in support of police officers. Look, our profession nationally is in crisis. And so one of the things, and I said it at my morning meeting with all my command staff, support the cops. I've coined a phrase, and they all know it. Cops count, leadership matters. Cop count, leadership matters. And that's so important because these men and women, and we know that the vast majority do it right. And let's face it, the aggression against our police officers today is unlike anything I've ever witnessed in my career. But it's not happening. It's not just happening here. It's all over. And just the professionalism, you know, I got to tell you, that's a big concern. But we got to support the men and women who are out there on the front lines. And when you look at what's happening in some of these other cities where police officers are leaving in large numbers, one reason, don't feel supported. And I'll say this, this is not some kind of political speech, that qualified immunity is dangerous. It's a veiled attempt to dismantle policing, period. But I've said it publicly before now, and I'm going to continue to say it. It's bad, bad. These police officers deserve better than that. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Sorry, I have one more question. How long have you been considering a career in politics following law enforcement?
Frankly, I've never really considered. I've always wanted to be a law enforcement officer, and, you know, it's some alignment. You know, they say in some, you know, I've been a chief of police now in three different cities, a total of 10 years. And believe me, politics are intertwined in the role of a police chief in a different kind of way. So I wouldn't say I woke up. I'm not at the point to go into any more details about it, but there are some things that certainly have occurred over the 10 years, 11 years, that may make sense. So I'll leave it there. Thank you, though.
Chief, you point to a list of accomplishments over the past 8 years, but you're departing with crime at a high. Obviously, you're strapped in terms of resources, but if you know you had your wish list walking away from this in hindsight, what would it take to get crime to really improve here in Detroit and have right. it stay down?
So I appreciate the question, and I said this in an earlier news meeting. You know, I find it awful interesting when And police officers are the front line. But when you talk about what and how crime can be abated, what we leave out of the discussion, there's something called prosecutors. There's something called the courts. And look, let's face it. In my last count, there were 2,200 felony gun cases waiting to be heard. I mean, I get the pandemic. I get what COVID has done. But guess what? This police department worked all the way through COVID. They still work through COVID. My police officers are out making anywhere. And I can tell you this week, because we're focusing on violence, this week made 100 concealed carry arrests, felonies, 100. And of that number, generally as an average, our prosecutors will assign 75%, which is a good number. But then what happens next? And look, I'm all for some kind of reform when it comes to bail, but let's use some common sense and judgment. Some people are sociopaths. Some people are violent. Let's not forget our sergeant who just recently, 2019, was killed by her estranged child's father, charged with second-degree murder, and was released for compassionate reasons. What about the compassion to the family? What about that compassion? So I'm unapologetic. Unapologetic. Let's talk and think about the victims. You want to talk about reducing crime? There are other people involved in this, and they're public servants too.
That's right.
Anything else?
Yeah. Chief, I know this might be an easy question for you, but maybe a harder question for the backup that you leave. What do you do to work with young black men who we all know we love and respect? Those of us in the community look around and we see people we know and we respect. But where does the borderline do you leave here where they respect the hard-headed citizen and the arrogant officer? And how do you say to the mayor, make sure your next person respects the young black man, even when you got an attitude?
Well, first of all, I am a black man. First of all, I faced discrimination, particularly early in my policing career. And let me just say this. I have set the tone. That doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that things are going to happen. I'm confident that the person, whether it's interim or permanent, if they come from this department, they understand that. We've done a lot of great work in supporting. One such effort comes to mind, our brotherhood and sisterhood effort. Young black men, young black women, and then city camp, children and trauma intervention, just to name a few. So that is critically important. Lead by example, setting the appropriate tone. We have done so much. Before the drifting got out of control, we sat down with those young people to try to find solutions. We work with our activists, young and old. And that's one of the reasons why Detroit didn't burn. So, and the mayor knows that, and the mayor's committed to our work with young black men, young brown men and women, and young black women.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chief?
Oh, yes.
I wasn't supposed to speak. I promised medicine.
Well, you know what? I could go a time. If you're in the room, you're going to speak. And I just wanted to say I love you. You've always supported me.
You know I love you.
And I appreciate you. You would call my office and I was doing a presser.
But you know,
and I didn't have a hat on, it was
I
cold.
I could sit here and listen to everything that they're saying. He went to school with my children.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna leave the day after I'll be 89 years old.
Wow.
May 31st. I have been involved in the police department since Coleman Young days. Okay. You came here and I was very dubious about you. Because I asked you when I saw you in a suit and I looked at you, I said, are you sure you're police? Because he was so sharp. And I said, and that was at Focus Hope. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And I am proud of you. I'm proud of my officers. I don't want to cry. But they have did a hell of a job in the city. I tell them all the time when I see them and pull up behind them, take care of yourself. I love you. You're doing a hell of a good job. I appreciate our police department.
I know you do.
I appreciate what you have done so far. You did things that I didn't like, and I tell you about it. But the fact is, because I consider you, I consider you my son.
Right.
I do have a son your age.
Right.
So I know what you're doing. You're doing it from your heart.
Thank you.
I was at your mother's funeral.
Yes.
I met your family.
Yes.
I met your dad. And they love you. And they want you to continue to be safe out here, just like I want the rest of my police to be safe out here. It's dangerous. I know the city is not doing what it should do. We should love each other. And I didn't come up here to say all this, but I feel it in my heart. I don't know how long I'm going to last. But I just want to let you know, and the mayor, you're doing a good job. When you do wrong, I call your office and tell you about it. But the fact is, I'm not obligated to nobody but the man above.
Amen.
That's all. And if the rest of us here in this city would just think about, there's a God above, and he watches everything that we do. But we're just so careless about the things that we do. I didn't want to say it, but next door to me Friday, the young man shot through my bedroom door. I was bending down to get my spray it up. And a bullet came right through my wall, penetrated to the next wall, over to the to my living room. It shook me up. And I prayed to the God and said, what is going on with our citizens and our youngsters here in this city? We have to learn to love each other and not be hatred all the time, because it doesn't make any sense. And I just want you to know, whatever venture you're going into, and I hope it's for the best, I want to know that you're going to be all right, because you got a family that you got to take care of. You got a dad that's in a wheelchair. So you know what I think about it. He was in a wheelchair when I saw him at the funeral. But the fact is, you got to take care of him.
Okay, thank you.
And you, Mr. Mayor, I got your book for you.
Uh-oh.
So whenever, Chief got one already.
Right.
So whenever,
all right, thank
whatever
you
do, take care of yourself and be safe. And I want all our police on the course to be safe.
That's it. Yes. All right, thank you, everyone. I appreciate you.
Thank you, baby.
We'll talk soon.
I didn't mean to say it, but
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.